man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks. Thank you for joining us tonight. Here we are at the Trump Phenomenon live radio program. I'm James Kelso in North Dakota. Paul Fromm is with us in Canada. Paul, thank you for joining.
Oh, you're welcome.
And George in Maryland should be with us momentarily. There's a big electrical storm going on over him right now, and so he might be slightly delayed coming into the program. I hope some of you out there in our audience will join us tonight at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we will... I sure like the fact that this program is almost daily. We skip Saturday, but we make up for it with 3 hours on Sunday. It allows us to cover every day. There's so much happening in the Trump administration with the Trump phenomenon. If we had to do a once-a-week show, it would just be too much, almost. There's too much happening in every day not to want a daily show. So that's what we've got. And we will try to cover the last 24 hours of the Trump phenomenon here with you. Some events, just to get the thinking started for tonight. There was another radical Islamic terrorist attack in Paris, and the jihadists firing apparently AK-47 fire at police on the Champs-Élysées. And this is right on the eve of the French presidential election, April 23rd. So if there were Frenchmen out there who needed further convincing that Marine Le Pen is their candidate, this may have helped them realize that the jihadi threat to France.
Yeah, I didn't know about that today until partway through my show recorded just an hour ago. I got a call from Brad Lovett, who told me about it, and yeah, they're calling it a terrorist attack. It was a Muslim, a jihadi, shot and killed two French gendarmes, and then apparently was killed himself. Apparently, at the very time this happened, the presidential debate was going on, another one of the debates among the major candidates. And I think this will remind a lot of people that the ancien regime, that's the present, politically correct, corrupt order, simply has failed to deliver. Well, actually, they have delivered. They've delivered these unassimilable whack jobs into the very heart of French society. Probably far more extreme measures than even Marine Le Pen is publicly advocating will have to be taken. Everyone that is not legally in France should be booted out. No more should be allowed in, and they must be tough, really tough. Either conform or else. They may have to rethink welfare. Many of these people just parasite off welfare and pop out a kid a year. It is a real problem brought to them, brought to France by, the failed ideology that was just similar to the failed ideology of our ruling class in North America and much of Europe. But this is a graphic reminder of where the divide is. and the existing parties, except for the Front National, have no solution for it. Well, not only no solution, they caused it.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I hate to say anything good about, you know, the loss of life, but if anything good could be taken from it, perhaps we might think along those lines, James.
Yes. And the let's see, another thing that we may cover is the, again, the French headline here. The French government, which is the ancien regime, we have to consider the source and not trust it. They claim today that they have proof that Assad was behind the, I'm reading the headline here, horrific sarin gas attack that killed 87 people in Syria. This is off of the Daily Mail. France is days away from producing proof that Bashar al-Assad's regime was behind a chemical strike which killed 87 people, the country's foreign minister has said. Syrian President Assad has denied responsibility for the atrocity and last week suggested footage showing dead children and victims foaming at the mouth could have been faked. Senior Israeli defense officials believe Assad could possess up to 3 tons of chemical weapons, it was reported today. Let me give the guy's name. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault rubbished Assad's denial and said it will show evidence of the regime's guilt in a few days. Well, now, folks, that's going to have to be awfully strong proof, and we should be very.
I'm immediately pretty skeptical, but okay, let's see what they got.
Yes, let's see what they've got, and let's be extremely critical of it, because I'm with all of those who said Assad has zero. You know, in solving a crime, you look for motive, you know, qui bono. Assad does not bono from a chemical attack.
Now, you know, I guess we always have to allow for stupidity, I guess. But there is absolutely no bono to this. In fact, there's much malo. This is not good for Bashar al-Assad. It would be good for his enemies.
Right.
So yeah, I think we want evidence, not just the say so. And the fact that the Israel has anything to say about this is even more off putting, because they see Syria as one of the few coherent enemies in the Middle East. There was Iraq, but America went to war twice and destroyed Iraq's government. There was Libya, although Libya was really quite a remove. Well, the West went to war or assisted the rebels and destroyed Gaddafi and brought chaos. The other major power that Israel seems to fear and dislike is the government in Syria. And, well, we know the rest.
Yes, and there's a Libyan connection, folks. When Hillary Clinton engineered the killing, the murder of Gaddafi and the destruction of his regime. Another thing that she engineered was the transportation of sarin gas in Libya, from Libya to Syria, to the Islamic terrorists. So thank you very much, Hillary Clinton. So it's known that these people, the terrorists, who control the area where this attack occurred, that they have sarin gas, and they do. Cui bono, they would very much benefit from the perception that Assad had used chemical weapons. So they have a huge motivation to use them. And after the events of last week, they now have an even huger motive to use them again and stage another thing. Also, we know that the Israelis are extremely prone to false flag attacks. One that comes to mind to everyone immediately is June 8th, 1967, when they had the chutzpah. I mean, talk about being willing to kill people and to commit crimes in a false flag manner. The Israelis attacked the USS Liberty in international waters with more weaponry, napalm, rockets, machine guns. they attacked the Liberty helicopters, jets, motorboats. And everyone now knows that what was being done was that the Israelis were attempting to make that look like the Egyptian government had attacked the USS Liberty. And that would have, if the USS the Liberty was intended to go to the bottom with all hands on board dead. And that's why an Israeli, this is not controversial, this is dead certain fact, the Israelis were about to land a hit squad on the deck of the USS Liberty. These guys were stepping out of their helicopter onto the deck, and they were going to machine gun the rest of the crew and make sure that that ship went to the bottom with all hands on board so there'd be no witnesses to the Israeli attack. And they, what caused the Israelis to call off the attack, we don't know for sure, but one of the major factors may have been there was a Russian submarine under the USS Liberty, unbeknownst to everybody, and the Israelis got wind of the fact that the Russians were watching this attack. And so they had witnesses. Also, there was a U.S. spy plane high up also witnessing the attack. So the Israelis, their cover was blown, so the kill squad did not go onto the deck of the USS Liberty. And one of the survivors of that attack has, in fact, been a great host of a radio show right here on this network. So that was an amazing thing that one of the survivors has actually still has a radio show. And, you know, it's an amazing thing, Paul, to read about history, but to actually talk with somebody who was there standing on the deck looking these Israelis in the eyeballs. It's an amazing, amazing event. And one thing I look forward to is finally there will be a Naval Board of Inquiry fully investigating the USS Liberty attack, which was never, it was covered up, it was not investigated, and a report will be issued detailing this. But I go to that long excursion to mention, police in looking for criminals, they look for a pattern of criminality. They look for opportunity. They look for cui bono. And the pattern of criminality in staging false flag attacks on the part of the Israelis is enormous. 9/11. Another is also possibly an Israeli false flag attack. But the USS Liberty, no doubt, no question, it's completely documented. And that is an amazing thing. A nation that is going to sink a United States Navy vessel pretty much unarmed. It's an electronic ship, has a machine gun on the deck. The poor guys that were in that machine gun bay on the deck, they were just blown to hamburger. Those brave souls that stood in that gun as Israeli jets strafed them and rocketed them. Paul, that's an amazing and unprecedented thing.
And they never apologized, and it was covered up assiduously at the time by Lyndon Johnson. And one of the men most responsible for covering it up was the Admiral Daddy of Senator John McCain.
Yes.
Admiral McCain, this is an act of war. And whenever I hear idiot neocons or well-meaning, religious conservatives saying, well, Israel is our greatest ally in the Middle East. In my opinion, we don't have any allies in the Middle East. They're all horrible. They would be different shades of horrible. And I've been there.
Yeah, to put the exclamation mark on the word chutzpah, yes. The Israelis, at the moment that they attacked the USS Liberty, folks, the Israelis were clobbering the Egyptian army. They had victory assured in destroying the Egyptian army in the Seven-Day War of 1967. They had no need to bring the United States in. They had already beaten the Egyptians. So what in the world? What kind of this? I mean, this is chutzpah beyond belief. Can you imagine the cabinet meeting? And of course, this had to be approved by the prime minister of Israel. I mean, it absolutely, definitely had to have specific orders. Nobody in the military of Israel would do this on their own. So can you imagine that meeting where they're sitting there going, okay, we've got this U.S. Navy ship, the Liberty. It's cruising off our coast. Yes, we've got them spotted. We have torpedo boats in place. We have jet fighters with rockets attached in place. We have a helicopter with a hit team on it in place. We're awaiting your orders, sir. Do we kill this Navy ship? Can you believe it? And the answer from the Prime Minister of Israel was, go. I mean,
incredible. And this should be brought up every time we hear somebody say, Israel's our only ally in the Middle East. Well, some ally. They were prepared to kill
the entire crew, Americans,
to blacken, if we could say that, the reputation of Egypt. Now, you don't have to be a fan of the Muslims or of Egypt or anything else, but, if they didn't do it, they didn't do it. And to try to make America think they did do it, that's horrible. Horrible. And they never apologized. There has never been, the Israeli prime minister of the time was not voted out of office or reprimanded or impeached. And the government said, well, okay, he was out of control. What he did was wrong. We apologize and we'll pay compensation to the families of the survivors or the dead on the Liberty. In fact, I've spoken to, I think, the man you're talking about at a Barnes Review meeting, and the crew was told basically, shut up. If you talk, you will lose your you will be booted out, and that you'll lose your pensions. So silence was imposed upon American servicemen, not to cover up an American national secret, but to protect the bandit state in the Middle East.
They were even told in the books that have appeared on the subject, folks, like the book What I Saw That Day. They were told, some of them were said, it was clearly indicated to us we could be killed. They were not allowed to discuss this with their wives.
Wow.
And every single crew member, I forget the total number, about 200, every single crew member was reassigned to a different unit in a different part of the Navy. None of them were allowed to be together on a ship ever again. So that no two of them could, discuss what had happened. So each man was isolated, even from his own wife or family or anyone. And they took this to heart, that nobody wrote a book, nobody said a word, nothing for several years. And then I forget what broke the ice. The captain wrote a book, and somebody, I forget who it was, who broke out and actually wrote about the event. But it was several years before anybody dared, because they feared for their lives. And you're right, no apology to this day. A piddling, an insulting amount of compensation was paid to the U.S. government for the loss of the Liberty. I think it was basically salvage value of the ship, like $6 million or some ridiculous amount that wouldn't even pay for one of the...
Did I hear you say $6
million? Oh, yeah. Well, I don't remember the exact amount, but it was, I think that was the amount. But it was an absolutely pathetic amount that did not reflect even the value of the ship, but let alone the lives of the dozens of men who are blown up, turned to hamburger. The men... And the intelligence men who were NSA men, who the ship was so top secret that the crew members were not allowed to speak with the NSA men who were in the belly of the ship in the intelligence room. Their experience was that an Israeli torpedo, they're sitting in that room when a torpedo crashes through the hull, turns them all into hamburger meat. I think it exited out the other side of the ship, and the damage to the ship was so extensive, I believe that no U.S. Navy ship has ever received so much damage and stayed afloat. We'll be back with your calls right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
I'm too loud.
What I hate is,
well, we're back,
hitting
folks.
Roadblocks on a highway in my way.
And talking about false flag events. I've got a little audio here, a little ghost audio on my computer here. Let me turn that off. False flag events, and you know, the most documented of all, you know, it's just beyond, there's no question, there's no controversy whatsoever. The USS Liberty, on my birthday, June 8th, 1967, I turned 19 years old on that day. A good age for doing something like joining the US Navy. On that day, young men similar in age to me, blown to smithereens. No question about it, by Israeli jets, Israeli torpedo boats, an Israeli attack helicopter, and a defenseless ship with only a machine gun, I think, on the bow. You know, obviously defenseless, obviously American. People have commented, the most recognizable U.S. Navy ship in the Mediterranean. Very peculiar amount of intelligence antennas on top of it. And also, you know, I forgot to mention, one of the reasons the Israelis may have broken off their attack and not killed all the crew members and scuttled the ship as they intended to do was that the radio man, one of the brave men on the Liberty, managed, the first thing the Israelis did was knock out the radio towers with strafing and rockets. So they thought the ship was now blinded and out of communication. The radio man strung up a wire along the deck. I mean, this is like, you know, going back to like Boy Scout innovation. He strung a wire up along the deck to create his own makeshift antenna and got the signal out to the U.S. fleet in the Mediterranean, Mayday, under attack. And the that, again, also that blew the Israeli cover. So whatever it was, whether it was the Russian sub, the American spy plane above, or that radio man's message, the Israelis broke off the attack. But now I'm connecting it with the present moment. I don't know how much Donald Trump has studied, whether he has read Assault on the Liberty by officer on the bridge, James Ennis. I can't find a Wikipedia article on James Ennis, so I don't know whether he's retired, but I don't know if he's still alive. But the point being this, was there a false flag against Assad in the case of the sarin gas attack? And the real possibility exists that that happened. Now, the French are saying that the establishment government is saying they will have proof in the next few days. So let's wait for that and let's see what they come up with. And I'd like to see other people coming up with, you know, I mean, everything depends on this. If Assad launched the attack, well, he's toast. If he didn't launch the attack, well, now we got to recalibrate altogether here and figure out somebody else is toast. Somebody in our own intelligence community that told Donald Trump, oh, here's the latest story. Who was it assuring Donald Trump that it was the Israelis? Who was assuring him it was the that it was Assad? It was H.R. McMaster. So if McMaster was spinning a yarn to the president, he will have to walk the plank. Anyway, I think George is with us. George, are you there?
George is here. Amazing discussion. I really like Phil Turney's show when it was on the air.
Yes, and the book you want to get, folks, aside from Assault on the Liberty by James Ennis, let me go back to my Amazon article here. Assault on the Liberty, I don't know when it was first published, but the What I Saw That Day by Phil Turney and Mark Glenn, but Phil Turney, the man who was on the deck, that's available on Amazon. And by the way, now, here's some news. I was talking, got a break here. There are some books now being censored off of Amazon. Wow.
Yes.
We'll talk about that after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
We're back, folks. And welcoming George into the mix here tonight, and then also adding a few more elements, a little bit more current. A hot story, a wonderful story. Ann Coulter scheduled an event on April 27th at the University of California in Berserkly. Oh. And the university canceled her event, said you may not exercise free speech on this government paid taxpayer paid for campus. And Ann Coulter is going to war against the University of California at Berkeley. She is going to be there on April 27th, come hell or high water. University said, okay, you can speak on May 2nd instead. That's a day during exams when nobody will be available. And, she said, nope, sorry, I'm not going to be available that day. I've spent money. I'm going to be there April 27th. What are you going to do? She said on Tucker Carlson's show today, what are you going to do? Arrest me, Berkeley? Go ahead.
Yeah.
So this is going to be exciting. And by the way, Tucker Carlson, very exciting. He's replacing Bill O'Reilly, and I think that's wonderful. You know, I've always wondered, there's always been something wrong about Bill O'Reilly. I've never felt enthusiastic about the guy. Something was off. Something was wrong. Well, Now we know what it was. This guy was hammering the women anywhere around him with bribes. You know, I'll give you a show if you, you know, do me some favors. And or worse, threatening people if they wouldn't do sexual favors for him. So good riddance, Bill O'Reilly. And, you know, our enemies may have thought they were doing themselves a favor by getting rid of Bill O'Reilly. I think they did us a favor, because now a really solid patriot, Tucker Carlson, is taking over the Factor. And this is going to be a much stronger show now with all of this, instead of this stupid, and now we know why, sort of pontificating by Bill O'Reilly. There was something always wrong with him. And what we now know is that millions were being paid out by Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes to silence these women. You know, Bill O'Reilly apparently just couldn't keep it zipped up. And so adios, you know, and now we're going to get a real patriot Carlson in there. We've got a real patriot Sean Hannity on Fox. So I think the whole lineup looks a whole lot better. And then just thank goodness a few months ago, Megyn Kelly voluntarily left Fox. So I think with those two, and then you got Lou Dobbs. He is also a real patriot and really understands the Trump phenomenon. So that's three very solid names in there. And Ann Coulter was on the Tucker Carlson show today. So we'll certainly cover that here on April 27th, the excitement in Berkeley with Ann Coulter. George or Paul, I've been talking too much. Oh, and let me look at the caller board. Let me see what kind of callers we have, if we have any. I think we do have. I think I'm looking at Jeff in Chicago. And let's go to him right now. And Joel in Wisconsin. Let's start out with you, Jeff, in Chicago.
Greetings, my fellow travelers.
Sure.
O'Reilly, when about 10 days ago, you know.
By the way, you could refer to us, instead of fellow travelers, you could refer to us as compadres or trail companions. And speaking of that, you know, we've been talking about the fact that Muslims for centuries have been kidnapping white Europeans and taking the women as sex slaves, the men as galley rowing slaves, and the little children brainwashed into being Muslims.
Actually, it's a lot worse than that. There's a whole...
Oh, yeah. Well, don't worry. I'll go there. You're not telling me anything new, Jeff.
Okay, let's not divert.
Hang on. We ended a show with the story of a town in Cork, Ireland, County Cork, where the Muslim... I gave you this, folks, is like just to show you how bad it got. In 1631, I think it was, Muslim... raiders landed in County Cork, Ireland. Folks, that ain't in the Mediterranean. And they kidnapped the whole town, the entire town. Only two of those people ever returned to Ireland. And the slavery and the sex abuse and mass raping and so on, that's what those Irish in 16, this is recent, 1631, this is when the Puritans and the Pilgrims were in Plymouth, and the colonists were in Jamestown. The point being that this is recent, and here's another one. Guess who among great writers, white authors, I did not know this, Miguel Cervantes, the author of Don Quixote, speaking of, you know, traveling companions, Miguel Cervantes was captured by the Muslims and endured slavery. So, you know, you weren't taught this in your high school or your politically correct school, folks, or certainly not at the University of Berkeley. I assure you there's no class covering this subject at Berkeley. Now, Jeff, the microphone's yours again.
Well, as far as O'Reilly goes, I quit watching that show years ago, but when I caught on YouTube about 10 days or so ago when somebody was interviewing Ron Paul about the gas attack. He said it's like a zero chance that Assad did that. O'Reilly put that clip up, and he said he was a fringe opinion. I thought, USOB, you are such disgusting. And so now the whirlwind has come to consume Mr. O'Reilly because he's an egomaniac. He's so full of himself. He thought he was impervious. And the problem, and his problem was, years ago he settled a lawsuit for $2 million by some co-worker where he was talking dirty on the phone and relieving himself. So he didn't learn from that. So I have no sympathy for him whatsoever. Tucker Carlson is a great choice. You can watch his stuff, and he is so down to earth, and he makes these libtard snowflakes look so stupid. It's really comical. So I just wanted to say that. But
you know what? I was talking with another listener in the audience about Tucker Carlson and how good he is earlier today. And I said, I suggested Tucker Carlson destroys leftists so adeptly. I said a good title for a name for his show could be Tucker Carlson's last cigarette. Because that's the way he sets them up. He puts a liberal on the air, lets them talk, lets them stick their foot in their mouth, and then with one fantastic delivery, he just, you know, that's their last cigarette, and then he takes them apart, and they're finished. Go ahead, Jeff.
Now I understand. I just want to say one more thing before I let somebody else call in. About the liberty, something you forgot. I was given this book, the book, Phil Turney book, What I Saw That Day by my buddy Mark Glenn years ago. The Jets, what you said about the radio man being able to get the message out, the Jets were scrambled, were on their way to save them. And
right.
Lyndon Johnson, through Robert McNamara, called them back.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, he said... And Lyndon Johnson reputedly said, "Let that goddamn ship go to the bottom."
Right, because he was owned.
Yes.
And it's just. So I just thought I'd bring that up. You didn't mention it, but that they called back the Jets that were going to save that. And that's a capital offense as far as I'm concerned. Johnson and McNamara should have been hung for that.
Jets were supposed to rescue their comrades, and they were called back. I agree that's beyond treason.
And the fact that McCain's old man, you know, they did the threats to all the soldiers. It makes me sick to my stomach.
If that U.S. carrier had taken on the Israelis, it would have smoked the entire Israeli Air Force in 30 minutes.
Of course, and the Israelis did that because they wanted to. Create a nuclear confrontation between the Soviet Union and the United States. They're playing both sides against the middle. That's how they operate. They've always operated that way, from the Levon affair to the Liberty affair, and now 9/11.
Well said, Jeff. Well put. Thank you for reminding me. You know, and that's what our enemies count on. You know, 1967 is a long time ago. So we have to, you know, we have to periodically review the material because it's in the memory hole.
James, the 9-1-1 is starting to get far, far, far back into the past. And that was something that we all lived through. I unfortunately was near the capital city at the time. And 16 years have gone by. You know, I have my theories about it, too. And the two books I have on it, they're very thick, written by patriots. They're completely in agreement over who did it. The only argument over is what kind of incendiary devices. Was it a nuclear bomb or was it these nanothermites or something else? And, gosh, how many more decades is going to... Isn't there one person in the entire freaking world who was part of that who can't come forward? That was 9-1-1. That was, you know, that wasn't 35 sailors. That was well over 3,000 people, and it's brought a permanent police state to the world. So there's a whole lot of cowards out there who participated in that very nice non-false flag event.
Oh, and now, Jeff, coming up in New York City.
There's a lot of witnesses that have been dispatched okay?
Yeah, and a whole lot of evidence that's been melted down by our good friends, the People's Republic of China, accepted all that structural steel that can never be analyzed again. You're all over it, mate. Yeah, there are dead people who can't tell us.
Yeah.
Well, now, there's a great event. Hang on, Jeff. There's a great event coming up. I forgot to date. I was talking in the American Freedom Party Board of Directors meeting about this, the sponsor of this show, the American Freedom Party. And one of our prominent folks there on our board is in New York City. So he'll be attending. A great 9/11 event is coming up in New York City. And they will be the website AE911Truth.org has grown by leaps and bounds, hundreds and hundreds of architects and engineers participating. So, folks, it's not swept under the rug. It's not down the memory hole because of these courageous people. So, and we'll cover that here when that event comes up. I'm sorry I don't have the date with me right at hand, but there's a great event coming up. Let me try to get a Jeff, yeah, let me try to get
hang
a couple
up and
more.
Let you call, yeah, get somebody else.
Okay. Let's go. Let us go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am. I would like to give you and your audience two YouTube things you can look up right on the topic what we're talking about tonight.
Okay.
The first one is a guy named Ehud Barak, Barak. He was a big shot from Israel, and on 9/11, he was being interviewed by BBC right during when the fourth alleged plane was still missing. They didn't know where it was. And he must have a crystal ball because he explained what needed to be done in this world because of what was being done at that time and what countries needed to be invaded. And he said, we need a war on terror. And if you watch that, and I've seen different, there's different lengths of it, but there's still several out there. And, I mean, Guy must have had a crystal ball because everything he said pretty much is what happened. And the
right,
other,
well, what you're talking about, yes, all of that was happening, worked in with the Project for a New American Century, PNAC, which was a complete write-up on how to stage they said in that report, people like Wolfowitz and Bill Kristol and other participants in the PNAC, that what we needed, meaning them, not us, the neocons, they needed a Pearl Harbor type event.
Exactly.
To mobilize, mindlessly mobilize the entire American people in a knee-jerk fashion for a war against the states surrounding Israel.
It worked
exactly. That, you know, Osama bin Laden and his team in their cave in Afghanistan, masterminding, bringing down World Trade Center. The one that really gets me, you know, the USS Liberty is, you know, that, you know, when you're arguing a legal case, you go with your best evidence and forget all the rest. Forget the doubtful stuff. You go with your absolute dead certain proof of the crime, and that's all you bring in. USS Liberty, dead certain proof. Another dead certain thing is World Trade Center 7. That building falling down, not hit by a plane, no damage, not burning, not on fire. World Trade Center 7 just spontaneously, 5 hours after the planes hit the two tall towers, this huge World Trade Center 7, I've stood next to that building, it's huge and huge steel. It just falls down all by itself in its own footprint. Yeah, it's impossible. Yeah, it's impossible, folks. And there are photos of it. You can watch video of the building falling in on itself. And so for the 9/11 truthers, that's the smoking gun. There's a lot of other stuff that's very, very questionable about the Pentagon, about World Trade Center 1 and 2. But you only need one. You know, you just need that one. Go ahead, Joel.
I got a good one for you then. My second YouTube, okay?
Yep.
The first half of it is great. The second half, they start getting into what they think happened, and I don't pay attention to what they think happened. But the first half of it is good. And the name of that YouTube is Conclusive Evidence the 911 Planes Were Not Real. So if people would watch that and use their own judgment and your own common sense, talk about staged incidents, you'll just...
Well, Joel, I'm going to disagree with you on this one strongly. I'm going to disagree with you strongly. Well, I've watched several of those. I've watched several of them. And one of the ways, and I don't mean to impugn, you know, what you're doing, what you're saying, Joel, but the thing is, World Trade Center 7 is just, it screams at you. How did that building fall down? Okay, it's an impossibility unless there was controlled demolition in the building. And that had to be done with the connivance of the owner of World Trade Center and, you know, with other parties like that. But that, don't go to the weak evidence. Don't go to the questionable evidence, which might turn out to be false. Go with your solid proof. We got a break coming up here. Joel, thank you very much.
Could George watch it then?
I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
The 911 planes were not.
All right.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Joel. We'll be back, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and just talking with Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, thank you very much for your contribution there. I'll tell you what, folks. To me, the website on what happened on 9/11 is it's a little complicated. If you got a pencil handy, if this isn't already in your bookmarks, please read this website, ae911truth.org. AE stands for Architects and Engineers, 911truth.org. And that's the website created by Richard Gage. I've had the great honor of meeting him in two of his events, one in Manhattan and one in Los Angeles. And
Gage's, they put out an outstanding fold-over four-page flyer with all kinds of discussions about, you know, Trade Center number 7 and the structural steel and what was the, you know, they go into all of it. And they're cost effective. I ordered a stack of 200 of them, and it was, long since gave them out. But yeah, that's the definitive 911 site.
And folks, one of the things that's impressive about it is that what Richard Gage is a working architect from Berkeley, believe it or not, and designed many buildings, some large buildings. Still an architect, lost his marriage. His marriage was destroyed by his patriot activity. He's so dedicated, as I understand it. My apologies if I've understood that wrong. But the man has really endured. But he has gathered together other professionals, architects and engineers. These are licensed, certified, hundreds of them, architects and engineers, very prominent people. And they all agree that we have been lied to about what actually happened in Manhattan on 9/11. And now get this. I said there's a great event coming up. And so I looked it up, just looking at the schedule. And, I used to live in Santa Monica, folks, California. And I got a lot of connections in Santa Monica, let me tell you. The event's going to be in Santa Monica. I'm in North Dakota. It's going to be, if you're in Santa Monica or the Southern California area, you want to go to this event. It's Sunday, April 23rd, same day that the French will be voting for Marine Le Pen. And same day. It's at the Colorado Center Community Room at 2500 Broadway in Santa Monica. Suggested donation of $20. But I'm sure you can just walk in if you don't have $20. And join Richard Gage, AIA, that's the top architects licensing certifying organization. My dad was a member. On Sunday, April 23rd, as he presents his latest multimedia presentation, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, I ran us into the clock. Anyway, I got that out. We'll be back again tomorrow night to pick up where we left off. Oh, boy. We didn't even begin to cover the events of last week. See you tomorrow night.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.